Our next guest is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is a founding member of Creedence Clearwater Revival, and man, is there a lot going on in his musical world. First of all, the release of Live at the Royal Albert Hall, the legendary Creedence Clearwater Revival concert from 1970, finally out there. On Netflix, a documentary about that concert called Travelin' Band, narrated by Jeff Bridges. And from the archives of Cosmos Factory, he's come up with a solo album that people thought was lost for many years called California Gold that's available now. We're happy to be joined on Downtown by Doug Cosmo Clifford. Hey, Doug, thank you so much for being with us today.
Pleasure to be here.
Man, oh, man, great to have these new treasures from Cosmos Vault. Tell us about how California Gold finally got to see the light of day.
Well, I knew it was in there, and but I, you know, I was looking at other things before that, and when time came, it was time to bring it out and share it with the world.
Well, it's some terrific stuff and a great collaboration too. Bobby Whitlock does an amazing job on those lead vocals.
Yeah, he's probably the best vocal he's had in his career, in my opinion. When working with him, I made him quit smoking cigarettes, and then I put him on a running program because I'm a workout guy. And so the combination of that gave him just a tremendous lift. And when you have something like that, and you're the guy that's singing, and you're listening to yourself sound better than you ever did before, then you're pretty inspired. And he was very inspired in these vocals, and we had Donald Duck Dunn on six of the tracks on bass, so it was a pretty fun band adventure.
Yeah, you got some great players on there: Tom Miller, Mike O'Neill, David Vega, and boy, it comes through.
Yeah, these guys are all, you know, top pros, and we had a lot of fun putting the thing together. Unlike Creedence, we had longer songs than 2.5 minutes. Not to say that we didn't have at least one, but the songs were generally in the 4 to 6 minute range, so that made it a little different than a Creedence attack. So it gave me more room to do things on my drum set that I had never done before. So it was a fun adventure, that's for sure.
You mentioned being a workout guy. Now, is it the nature of the beast that maybe drummers have to be in a little bit better shape than some of the other guys in the band?
Well, if you play like I did, you do. I was a slugger, not a boxer. So, self-taught, and that could be dangerous.
We're talking with Doug Clifford here on Downtown. We finally get to hear the wonderful new album, California Gold. And boy, a lot more going on, too, with the release of a Creedence Clearwater Revival Live at the Royal Albert Hall from 1970. And the documentary, Travelin' Band, as well. This has been a legendary concert that people have talked about for years, and fans even got a version that turned out to be not actually from Royal Albert Hall many years ago.
Yeah, that was a complete screw-up by the label. When we left the label, we said that they could have one and only one previously unreleased record. Well, we had done a show at the Oakland Coliseum, and we had that tape, and somebody put it next to the Royal Albert Hall, and so they wanted to put Royal Albert Hall out, and they did, but it wasn't Royal Albert Hall; it was the Oakland show, and so whoops, there's your chance, and so that's why it took like 50, almost 50 years before it could be released. And for the most part, you know, I think that ended up being a good thing because we have something now, and it's the only video that we have of Creedence Clearwater Revival. The band, as big as we were, number one in the world back in the 70s and late 60s, to have just one video, and it'll be coming out as that. And actually, it's coming out as a DVD. It's coming out as a CD, and so there's some Creedence fans that'll be very happy listening and watching this particular piece of work.
Oh, there's no question about that. Do you feel like it captures the band at the very top of your game?
Yeah, it does. The shows weren't fancy. We just played the songs, and not a lot of banter in between songs, and we just got out there and wailed. So that's it really comes through because we play the entire show on the video, so you get to see a Creedence show the way it was played back in the day.
And did you guys have a sense at the time that the Beatles had broken up? That, I mean, you were certainly the biggest selling band in the world. Did you feel like you were the best out there at that time?
Well, we were, in the sense that the Beatles hadn't played out. They became a recording band, for one. They really, I guess, couldn't go out because they couldn't hear because of the screaming fans and other things. So they were on their way out, and we were on our way up. And we wanted to be number one in the world. And when we left to go to play in their house, literally the Royal Albert Hall, that was our intention. And we Paul basically did the work for us. So yeah, it was a thrill being over there playing in that venue with all the history and sold out shows and good performances by the band.
Now, I know you and Stu especially go way back up to the Blue Velvets days, right?
Yeah, well, John, Stu, and I were the Blue Velvets, an instrumental trio, and our dream was to have our songs played on the radio. Well, they've been playing them for 55 years, so dream comes true.
And we talked to Stu a couple of years ago, and he said you guys were winding up going out on the road. Do you miss being on the road together, or is it good to just sit back and issue some new recordings?
Well, it's... the road is great, but you know it takes a toll on you. Mm. Just the traveling, I'm glad that I've got my own label now, Cliff Song Records, and that's what California Gold has been released on, that label. So now I'm a record company mogul. Well. mogul, but it'll be the first time in 60 years that I won't have to audit my label.
Well, it's absolutely. Well, it's great to have California Gold out there, as well as finally get a chance to hear and see CCR at the Royal Albert Hall. Doug, thanks so much for making time for us today. We wish you luck with all these terrific projects.
Well, I appreciate it, Rich.